One of the soldiers injured in an army truck accident remains in a critical condition. Another soldier who'd also been in a critical condition is now thankfully stable. 18 soldiers were thrown from the troop carrier when it rolled on a dirt track at Sydney's Holsworthy Army Barracks yesterday. Opposition leader Tony Abbott's approval rating has jumped 3% in the latest news poll. The poll was taken after last week's media blitz by Mr. Abbott's wife, defending him from claims he has a problem with women. The coalition's primary vote is also up by 4% to 45%. There's growing anger over the federal government's plan to cut payments to single parents. It wants to move them onto a lower unemployment benefit once their youngest child turns 8. The bill is expected to be debated in the Senate today, and welfare groups are pushing for a change of heart. 40 Australian women are diagnosed with breast cancer every day, and the number is likely to increase. A new report predicts more than 17,000 women will suffer from breast cancer by 2020. But survival rates are improving. Almost 90% of sufferers survive 5 years or longer after diagnosis. Two pioneers of stem cell research have shared this year's Nobel Prize for Medicine. Japan's Shinya Yamanaka and John Gurdon from Britain developed a process to turn adult cells into stem cells. The Nobel Committee says they have revolutionised science.